This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Ryan from Mueliner. The office of Republican Representative Todd Akin is reacting angrily to a quote attributed to GOP activist Karl Rove that joked about the idea of the Missouri Senate candidate being murdered. Bloomberg Businessweek's website reported today that Rove's comment came at a GOP donor's breakfast at the Tampa Club in Florida. The site says Rove quipped to the audience, quote, "We should sink Todd Akin. If he's found mysteriously murdered, don't look for my whereabouts." A Rove spokesman didn't immediately return a call and email from the Associated Press seeking comment. Akin's office issued a statement calling the quote deeply disturbing, giving that the FBI has been investigating threats against Akin after his comments that women's bodies can shut down pregnancy in cases of what he called quote legitimate rape. One of Republican U.S. Senate nominee Todd Akin's key endorsements is now in jeopardy. Marshall Griffin has the details.
The Missouri Farm Bureau's Political Action Committee, FarmPAC, overwhelmingly endorsed Akin over Democratic incumbent Claire McCaskill. But that was before he made his controversial statement that a woman's body can prevent pregnancy in cases of, quote, legitimate rape. Chris Finwald, who edits publications for the Missouri Farm Bureau, confirms that the Bureau's county leaders are rethinking their endorsement of Akin.
FarmPAC chairmen are working with Missouri Farm Bureau staff to develop a process for this reconsideration to take place.
Finwald indicates they're in uncharted territory. If they withdraw their endorsement, Farm Bureau PAC members would then decide whether to endorse someone else or make no endorsement. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Former Missouri House Speaker Stephen Tilley is now a registered lobbyist in Jefferson City. Tilley, a Republican from southeastern Missouri, announced his resignation from the House in mid-August, 5 months before his term would have expired. Tilley said he planned to do work on political campaigns and public policy issues and was stepping down to avoid working simultaneously as a paid consultant and as House Speaker. Yesterday, Tilley registered with the Missouri Ethics Commission. He cited plans to lobby the legislature as well as departments, agencies, and commissions of the executive branch. His client list so far includes St. Louis-based supermarket merchandising and construction company Fred Weber, Inc., located in St. Louis County. The University of Missouri announced today the first recipients of grants through its partnership with the Wallace H. Coulter Foundation, which will fund biomedical research projects. This round of grants will amount to a total of $5 million being invested in five different projects and will also offer assistance to scientists as they try to bring their research into the market in the medical world. In a press release, MU detailed the projects that are receiving the grants. They include projects that will try to improve identification and treatment of lung and other cancers, more accurately measure the severity of burn injuries, create better grafts for use in reconstructive surgery, and try to create a device to detect neurodevelopmental disorders in infants and toddlers earlier. The press release says over the next 4 years, additional projects will be chosen for grants through the partnership, called the Coulter Transitional Partnership Program. Much of southwest and central Missouri is being soaked as the remnants of Hurricane Isaac move through the state. Rainfall amounts around noon included 1.45 inches in Golden City, 1.17 inches in Hartville, 1.47 in Ava, and just over an inch in Springfield. The National Weather Service predicted the system could dump up to 6 inches of rain in central parts of the state. The system extended from Kansas City to Kirksville by midday. Forecasters said some areas, particularly from Warrensburg to Macon, could get up to an inch of rain per hour, but most areas will get less than a quarter of an inch per hour. Heavy rain is expected to begin in eastern Missouri later in the day and continue through Saturday. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan from Mueliner.